Blog Talk Radio.
Monday morning. We are at the very tail end of June. It is Monday, June 29th, 2015. That means we've got two more days, folks, to include today to keep our mind on our money and our Monday on our mind before half of the year is in the bag. So there is no better time, folks, than today to know your rights and assert your rights. So let me welcome you to The Daily Complaint, which is what we are all about here at The Daily Complaint. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you The Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. West Coast, California, Pacific Time. That happens to be 11:30 a.m. on the East Coast. That's 11:30 a.m. East Coast, New York, Eastern Time. As I said, we air for 30 minutes, so 8:30 a.m. to 9 on the West Coast, 11:30 a.m. to noon on the East Coast, but don't fret. You don't have to listen live to listen. You can listen anytime at your leisure or leisure by simply visiting us at our show page at thedailycomplaint.com. So, again, let me welcome all of you to The Daily Complaint. We are so blessed to come to you every weekday. Granted, some weeks are better than others, but nonetheless, we're blessed to come to you every weekday to not only get you to know your rights, but to provide a pathway for you to assert your rights. That's right, folks. You always have rights. That's the coolest part of being a consumer in America, is that we always have rights, okay? But the reality of the situation is that many of us don't know our rights. So it makes it almost impossible for us to assert our rights, because if you don't know them, how can you use your rights to assert your rights? Correct? Correct. So that's what we're doing here at The Daily Complaint. Let me back up a second. Like I said, I'm welcoming you all to The Daily Complaint. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. Such a warm welcome to you for taking the very first step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. Also, a wonderful warm welcome to those of you who are listening to us maybe the second time, maybe the fifth time, maybe the 10th or 12th time, as we've heard from others, so that not only are you taking that first step of knowing your rights and asserting your rights, but you're going far beyond and trying to figure out how to do so and maybe putting together a game plan, which we're going to help you with a little later on in the show. So again, let me welcome you to The Daily Complaint, all of you, first-time listeners and long-time listeners. We truly appreciate the support, folks. We don't get paid for what we do here at The Daily Complaint. We just bring The Daily Complaint to you, like I said, to point you in the right direction for knowing your rights and understanding how to assert your rights. So let me reintroduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your cruise director for this episode of The Daily Complaint. I am the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you The Daily Complaint, as I said, every weekday, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the West Coast or in California. That happens to be 11:30 a.m. to noon on the East Coast or in New York. Like I said, we're very blessed to come to you every weekday. We hope to bring you new pathways for success. We hope to educate you as to what's going on out there with regard to your consumer rights and where you can get help. And most importantly, I think we try to convey, or I hope we try to convey, not only hope and optimism and options for you, but most importantly, an attitude of never giving up, okay? If you know you've been wronged, there's no reason for you to give up the fight until you right the wrongs. Okay, so I think that's a really important thing that we often lose sight of, is to not give up. Stay the course. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times mortgage lenders, mortgage servicers have tried to justify their wrongdoing. You know, we deal with it every day. And reality is if you don't give up and keep fighting, somebody will help you. Somebody will advocate for you that's in the right position to do so. And I promise you, if you just know your rights and make a commitment to asserting them, not only, and most importantly, definitely not only, with those that have wronged you, but really extending that to those who can help you and oversee those that have wronged you and have the power to do something about it. So we'll explain a little bit more about that. But one of the most important and key things that we like to tell you about is the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It is a regulatory agency of the federal government, of the United States government. Okay, so it's there to help you not only get educated as to knowing your rights, but it also has a portal for you to submit a complaint in which the person that's wronged you has to answer to the wrongdoing. Okay? So the CFPB is located at consumerfinance.gov. Many of you know, who have listened to us before, that we are actively trying to get a public service announcement onto NBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, if I already said that, PBS, anywhere that we can get a public service announcement out to you, and therefore people can start being educated as to their consumer rights, because I think that's the first step you have to take. You're going to see in the complaint today, we're going to talk about a company called Soteris. Many of you probably are not familiar with them. They're one of the smaller mortgage loan servicers as compared to maybe an Ocwen or a NationStar. And so a lot of people maybe haven't complained about them as much as the others, but that doesn't minimize their violations, folks. So what that means is that regardless of the company that violated you, you always have rights. So today we're going to look at a complaint by a gentleman, I believe his name is David, that was posted, I want to say on Friday, but we'll look at it a little more in detail. But what we want to do is we want to make sure through the daily complaint that we not only educate you. Now, granted, we can't educate you on all of your consumer rights in 30 minutes, but that's why we pick a complaint every day, hopefully something different than the day before and different from the day before, and we try and mix it up a lot, so that way we can highlight all of the different companies and issues that occur and where you can go and seek and get help. Okay? Now, sometimes it's not extremely clear, as we're going to see today, exactly what's going on, but know that you always have rights regardless of the arena in which you've been violated. Okay? It's going to make a lot more sense when we get to the other side where we're going to talk about the complaint, which we're going to do so in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to make sure that I stress the importance to you of knowing your rights and asserting your rights. That is by far our heartbeat, our motto, our passion here at The Daily Complaint and at End Consulting. Again, very important for you to be committed and don't give up, okay? But at the same time, you've also got to know your rights in order to assert them. In addition to that, like I explained before, you've got to have a game plan, which is what we're doing here today. We're going to extend a game plan to David, who's the complaining party. Now, hopefully those of you who are listening will take the game plan and translate it into whatever arena you're in or the wrongdoing is in that you've experienced. So, for example, today we're going to talk about suspense accounts. We're going to talk about escrow accounts. We're going to talk about changes in payment. In your payment and what notifications are needed. And then we're going to talk about how to assert those rights if things like this are occurring for you, Okay, so our game plan here is very easy and simple. It's three steps. It borrows from our motto or our heartbeat, which is know your rights and assert your rights. You're always going to have to know your rights, which is why step one is always going to be education, folks. You've got to get educated. Okay? Knowledge is power. I promise you that. Now, does that mean that you're going to win? No. But it means you're going to mount a really good fight, and it means you have a better opportunity of winning than if you didn't have the knowledge and you didn't know your rights. Okay? So again, there's no guarantee. I mean, you could hire an attorney. There's no guarantee you're going to win. And let me give you my disclaimer. I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV. I'm not interested in being an attorney, and I'm certainly not going to give you any legal advice. What I am going to do is I'm going to point you in the right direction with regard to your consumer rights. Okay? So, number one, as I said, is education. That's our number one step for our game plan. You've got to know your rights. You've got to get educated. Okay? You've got to know what the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is. Visit consumerfinance.gov. They've got a wealth of information there. You should know what RESPA is, Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, as it relates to servicing your mortgage. You should also know what the FDCPA is, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is, because especially if you're with a company like Soteris, chances are you didn't originate your loan with them. So that means that your loan was sold to them, meaning they're collecting debt for somebody else, making them a debt collector, meaning that they have to follow the rules of the FDCPA or the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which, by the way, you can learn a lot about that if you visit the Federal Trade Commission's website or the FTC. They're at ftc.gov, and they're the nation's consumer protection agency. So they're an excellent place to submit a complaint as well. And there's so many more. We're going to get into it. So step one, folks, is always going to be education in our game plan, and we hope that it's step one in yours as well. Step two is my favorite step. It's investigation. It's where you get to put on that Sherlock Holmes hat, folks, and investigate your mortgage. Now, when you investigate your mortgage, best to do it in writing, okay? Because if you do it in writing, chances are you're going to get a written response. Now, when you get a written response, the beauty of that is that you now have something concrete in writing to take to the regulatory agencies that oversee the industry, okay? Whereas if you just do it orally or verbally on the phone, chances are you don't have any evidence, or at least not a good amount of evidence, in which to mount against them outside of them, okay? So that's why we love the investigation stage. You can investigate doing a notice of error, request for information, or a qualified written request, or we put everything in one. That way we get all the answers that we need in one. Sometimes, a lot of times, you don't get the answers, in which case you need to go outside and take that QWR to the regulatory agencies like the CFPB and the FTC. Okay, so step three is going to be what? Action. You have to take action and assert your rights, folks. It's great to complain, and you're going to see we get a lot of complaints, and we deal with a lot of complaints, but people don't really know how to act and what to do other than to complain on the phone to the company that's violating them, which kind of seems like a lesson in futility, right? You're basically saying to the bully, "Stop bullying me," and hoping that the bully's going to stop bullying you. However, in this case, the bully is making money off bullying you. Okay, so it's an even harder fight than in any other case. Okay, so our game plan is simple. Education is step one, investigation is step two, and action is step three. Our motto, our heartbeat, what we hope that you understand is you have to know your rights to assert your rights. So that's it, folks. Those are the keys to success. Now let's see how they play when we apply them to a real complaint. Okay? So today our complaint comes from David, like I told you. His complaint was posted Friday, June 26th. Okay? It was posted against Soteris. under mortgage companies. So obviously they're a mortgage company, although they're more of a mortgage loan servicer. So just to kind of get an understanding. By the way, that's part of the investigation too, folks, is investigating who owns your loan, okay? If Fannie or Freddie own your loan, they have their own investigation teams internally. If your loan is an FHA, a VA, or a USDA, or even a Fannie and Freddie, HUD will generally get involved, maybe not so much if it's not. So, again, by understanding what your loan is and who owns it and who services it, you're able to address your issues with the appropriate party, okay, which is really important. Now, I'll tell you this. The nature of the mortgage loan servicing business is just gnarly, okay? It's fraught with wrongdoing and egregious behavior and awful customer service. And so you've got to understand, we all the time, we complain about and to the owners of the loan, and they constantly defer back to the mortgage loan servicer, who is in return tells you that they can't do things because of the owner of the loan. So you get caught in this nasty, vicious circle, but that doesn't mean that you can't address your issues outside of the circle with the regulatory agencies, okay? So, back to David's complaint. Like I said, David's complaint was posted on Friday, June 26th, out of California. And his complaint title is, Soteris is holding my money in an escrow account and won't apply my payment. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't even have to read any more other than the title to know that Soteris is violating his consumer rights. Okay. And how do I know that? Because I know my consumer rights and yours. Okay. I read this every day, if not 15 times a day, to many people. Okay, so let's see what he's talking about in and of itself. Okay, he goes on and starts by saying, my mortgage payment has gone up $175 per month. Well, that would be my first red flag. Okay, not to mention the title of it. The fact that his mortgage payment went up $175, I would ask the question, why? Okay, if it was because of an escrow increase, that's a lot of money. Okay, let me break out my trusty calculator, and let's do 175 times 12. That means that either his taxes or insurance or a combination of the both had to go up $2,100 a year. That's a pretty substantial increase, folks. Okay, so that would be my first question to Soteris, would be, why did my payment go up? Okay, the only other thing I can think is if he has an adjustable rate mortgage, which would warrant his payment going up. But if that were the case, then he needed to have received notices that his payment was going to increase and why. Okay? And we're going to look at that in a second as well. So, David goes on to state, I have my payments going out through automatic bill pay with my bank. Before the payment was due, I called Soteris and notified them that the old payment was sent and I was sending the additional payment to reflect the total of the new balance due. Okay, so I don't know if he's okay with the 175, but maybe it was an adjustable rate mortgage and it just adjusted. Okay, so he was sending the additional payment to reflect the total new balance. Okay, seems fair. They assured me that they would take care of it and that it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. What did they do, he states? They applied both payments to the escrow account because the payments were separately insufficient. Excuse me. Well, that's another red flag. So, first of all, why are you applying an entire payment to the escrow account? That's what I don't understand in and of itself. Okay? So that would be another question that I would have. Okay? Now, I'm getting a bill stating I'm delinquent. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, if you've made a full payment, even if it was in pieces, and if your payment adjusted, they need to make sure that they add both of those payments together and apply that to the most recent payment. Okay? And don't take it from me. I'm going to read you the federal law here in a second. Okay? I have called them 3 times to rectify the situation. They were no help and did not rectify the situation. I even talked to a supervisor. Now, remember what I said back earlier in the show. Calling does nothing. Okay? You have to write your complaints in a qualified written request or a notice of error or a request for information or all 3 combined in one. Okay? They assured me that if it goes to the credit bureau, they would take care of it. First of all, why would it be reported to the credit bureau if you're making your payment on time? That's another red flag. They can't even take care of their own billing. How am I to trust they'll take care of the credit bureau? It shouldn't even go that far. I agree. It seems like this is some sort of tactic to illegally hold my money, agreed, in an escrow account and not applying my payments to the principal as it should be. Well, first of all, and again, let me revert back to my original issues with this, okay? 1, if you don't have a sufficient payment, it should go into a suspense account, not an escrow account, okay? Unless they're applying it to an escrow shortage, at which point I don't even understand what that would mean because I'd have to see where did the escrow shortage come from if your escrow didn't increase? So you see, now we've got all these questions swirling around, okay? And why are they not applying the payment once it becomes whole to the entire payment? That's another question. Okay, so a couple questions at hand. 1, why did the payment go up? 2, if there was only a partial payment, it should have been held in a suspense account, not an escrow account, until full payment was received, in which case it would be applied. And if he had this conversation with them before the payment was due and he was sending the additional payment, there's probably a grace period on the file, and they can't report to the credit bureau until he's 30 days past due as being late, nor can they send him a notice of default or start foreclosure proceedings until 4 months ahead. So it seems like there's some wrongdoing. It seems like he called in, notified them, they said they would take care of it. Did he get the name and agent ID of the person he spoke to? So there's a lot of red flags. Again, the 1 question I would ask is, why did the payment go up? 2, why was the payment applied to escrow? That should never happen unless there's an escrow shortage, at which point most of the time, in my experience, when there's an escrow shortage, they take that money and equalize it over the next 12 months, which is what they do with your escrow anyway. So it seems like there's some questions here as to what really is going on, okay? It seems like there are some shenanigans at play. So let's take a look real quick. We're going to go over to the CFPB, like I said, consumerfinance.gov. We're in their newsroom where we've pulled up the article or the information. CFPB rules establish strong protections for homeowners, okay? These protections include all homeowners, not just those that are struggling, okay? And we're going to go down to the section that is most applicable to David, okay? There's 2 sections. 1 is no surprises, and 2 is no runarounds, okay? So, no surprises. Mortgage borrowers should not be surprised about where their money is going when interest rates adjust or when they get charged fees. Period. Okay? The CFPB's rules, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, I told you, this is an agency of the United States government. So the laws that are set forth, these are federal laws. These are government laws. Okay? They're under RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. Many of them were established by the Dodd-Frank Act. Okay? And they are overseen by the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Okay? So the CFPB's rules help every borrower, whether struggling or not, by bringing greater transparency, ding, ding, to the market with clear and timely information about mortgages. So there are 2 out of 3 bullet points under No Surprises that apply to David. 1, clear monthly mortgage statements. Services must provide regular statements which include the amount and due date of the next payment. Okay? So they should have sent him out a statement that explained where and why the money and why there was an increase in his payment. Okay? 2, early warning before interest rate adjusts. If it was an interest rate adjustment that warranted the $175, servicers must provide a disclosure before the first time the interest rate adjusts for most adjustable rate mortgages, and they must provide disclosures before interest rate adjustments that result in a different payment amount. Okay? Now, there's another section, the third section of the new rules, that were, by the way, implemented. They were established in January of 2013, and the mortgage servicers had an entire year until January of 2014, we're at almost 18 months ago when they actually went into effect. Okay? In this section, it states, when mortgage servicers make mistakes, records get lost, payments are processed too slowly, or service personnel do not have the latest information about a consumer's account, the consumer suffers the consequences. Isn't that the truth in this situation? Okay? Payments promptly credited. Servicers must credit a consumer's account the date a payment is received. If the servicer places partial payments in a suspense account, once the amount in such an account equals a full payment, the servicer must credit it to the borrower's account. Okay? Now, there's another thing in here. Errors corrected and information provided quickly. Servicers must generally acknowledge receipt of written notices from consumers regarding certain errors or requesting information about their mortgage loans. If you write a qualified written request, they have 5 business days to confirm receipt. And generally within 30 days, the servicer must correct the error and provide the information requested, conduct a reasonable investigation, and inform the borrower why the error did not occur. Okay? By the way, they never inform you why it didn't occur. They just state, after our investigation, we conclude that it didn't occur. So, what can David do about it? That's an excellent question. Remember our game plan? Get educated. We just educated him. Do your homework. That's step 1. Why did his payment go up? That would be my first question. If I didn't know the answer to that, I would send a qualified written request or at least make a phone call and find out, why did the payment go up $175? Okay? If it was because of an escrow shortage, I would then call my insurance and my county tax and find out if my payment went up on either or of those things. I would also get a copy of that. Okay? So, if it was an escrow error, I would send all of that information over in a qualified written request to Soteris. Like I said, if you don't know how to write a qualified written request, visit consumerfinance.gov or the CFPB. They'll tell you how. Okay? So I would submit all of the data, send it over there, and I would also open a complaint with the CFPB and probably FTC and maybe the FDIC and other places and the OCC and who knows? Maybe my own attorney general. Like I said, I wouldn't stop at 1. I'd just keep going until the problem got rectified. Now, if it was an interest rate adjustment and I was aware of it, then I would turn my focus to the payments promptly credited section of this, and I would send in a qualified written request with confirmation that both payments left my checking account. It sounds like he pays them electronically. I would send them a copy of those electronic transfers, and I would send that in a qualified written request. I'd also write a complaint to the CFPB. So, folks, that's how easy it is to assert your rights. You might have to go beyond and go to different agencies, but, folks, you have to know your rights and assert your rights, and you have to have a good game plan. So, folks, thank you for listening to the Daily Complaint. We hope we've helped you. We hope we've helped David. We hope we've educated you and pointed you in the right direction and given you many options in which to assert your rights and seek assistance. So, folks, thank you so much for listening to the Daily Complaint. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks. You can contact us through thedailycomplaint.com. You can access our Twitter and Facebook pages through thedailycomplaint.com. And most importantly, my signature is at the bottom of every show. My name is Dana Schaffman. I will always be your host here at The Daily Complaint until further notice. So, folks, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Know your rights and assert your rights. Visit us at The Daily Complaint. Most of all, take action. I promise you, by knowing your rights and asserting your rights, you're going to feel better, and it will help you in every aspect of your life. Have a great day. This is The Daily Complaint. Thank you for listening.